This is The Mary Davis Show, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with interviews, news, special features, and the community calendar. Now, here is your host, Mary Davis.
Good morning and welcome. I'm your host, Mary Davis, and the show, of course, is The Mary Davis Show. And a returning guest to The Mary Davis Show, and also is going to be a first-time guest on The Mary Davis Show television portion, so you have to be sure and catch that. And that also will be on the internet when that takes place. And you can also hear this show podcast. Yeah, that's going to be a podcast. So let's get started here. I'm going to do a little bit different arrangement than what we normally would do. I'm just going to have to start with some housekeeping before I have my guest on. And Umoja is doing the State of Our Black Family. That's on this morning, actually, this afternoon, June the 6th. From 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at 462 Grider Street, and that's the campus of ECMC. So you might want to get down there and take in that. It's going to be a buffet lunch in the staff dining room on the second floor. The conference starts at 1 p.m. in Smith Auditorium, and that's on the third floor. And then I would just give you one other thing here because we want to hear them play, so I'm not going to stop when this is going on to tell you this. I'm going to tell you now, so I won't have to stop and do it later. Hall Walls is also having something on Thursday, June 11th at 7 p.m. at 4440. They're 40 years old, and they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. And their tickets are available online, and that would be Hall Walls and the Contemporary Arts Center. And you can also get them on your internet. Just go to Hall Walls Contemporary Arts Center, and that's Thursday, June 11th, and that's their 40th anniversary. I know it's going to be a big event, so you do there. And I think I would tell you about one job before we go. And they're looking for a shipper. The location is in Buffalo. Pay is not specified. Education required. You do need a high school diploma. They would like you to have at least 2 years experience. And that order number is NY1132260. And you can give them a call about that. So that's what do it for this day, this morning. And now my guest of the honor, Maestro Andre Mohammed. He is a half owner, half director of the School of Music, Mohammed School of Music, and they're located downtown Buffalo on Main Street in the old
Market Arcade building.
We used to be there for years, Market Arcade building. And they're here because his daughter, who is with him, very lovely young lady, and she's a ballerina as well. She plays the violin, and she is going to be in a very, very big program coming up, and I know she'll tell us all about it. Her dad's got a smile on his face. It probably would take a stick of dynamite to get off when she goes there to New York City, and that's going to be a big event for her. So, Andre Mohammed, what are you up to? What are you going to be doing? Tell us about it.
Well, this past year has been a tremendous year. I think the last time we were in your studio, we were celebrating the music school's 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
And so much has happened since last year. This time we were preparing for a tremendous concert that we actually presented a weekend long festival.
Wow.
Of concerts last year this time. Since that time, the music school has continued to do what we do, which is go out in the community and mm-hmm. and share the gift of music. And as you shared, one of our own and one of my children, my oldest daughter Amira, not only is she talented on violin, she's an outstanding violinist, and hopefully we'll play something for
oh, she's
you.
Gonna.
But she's also an outstanding dancer. She's a ballerina in the Buffalo City Ballet. And this past February, she went to audition for the American Ballet Theater, which is in New York City on Broadway. The American Ballet Theater is the top ballet company in this country, and one of the top ballet companies in the entire world.
Wow.
So Amira competed with about maybe, I don't know how many thousands of dancers for a spot to study there this summer, and she got the spot.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we found out that she is the first dancer from Western New York in 30 years to compete and make it into this program. So we're very excited at Mohammed School of Music. We're very excited at Buffalo City Ballet. And we're on a fundraising campaign right now to raise the necessary funds to send her to New York City for 5 weeks. We're in the last leg of the campaign, and so I'll probably share the website address a few times throughout the interview. But if you can donate, the address is www.gofundme.com/AMI, which is for Amira, AMIABT, which stands for American Ballet Theater, AMIABTNYC, which is New York City. So after you put in GoFundMe.com, it's /AMIABTNYC, and that takes you to Amira's page to hopefully get us right up to the goal that we're reaching for. We are almost there, but we have a few more hurdles to jump before we get there.
Are you going to go, or will she be with other chaperones?
Of course, I'll be going with her on daddy duty, and we'll have a few guests that will be coming in and out of town to join us during our time there. Amira presented a tremendous recital back in May 17th, where she both played her violin and danced. And the host of the recital was my aunt and a Buffalo native, supermodel Beverly Johnson.
I bet that was a great show.
Yes, it was. And so Auntie Beverly will join us in New York City, you know, when she's able to take us around and kind of show us around the town. So it's going to be a fantastic time.
Well, you seem like you're very, very proud. Yes. But then all of your children play something. How many children do you have now?
We have four.
Four, and Amira, I bet they all play.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amira is the oldest. We have a son and then two younger sisters, and they're all violinists, along with, as Amira is a ballerina, and her two little sisters are ballerinas, and her brother is a child black belt in Taekwondo.
Oh, my goodness. He was a little tot when he was here. A couple of times I saw him playing, and he was going away.
Yes. So we as parents, have made a tremendous investment in our children, and that's what we hope to instill in all the parents that come to Muhammad School of Music, to make your children your greatest investment, not in a automobile or a home or some object, but if your children are your greatest investment, then it's the investment that you'll be able to reap the benefits of long into the future. So
that is so wonderful. So what's coming up in Buffalo with the Muhammad School of Music?
We have on June 14th, we are having our annual spring concert. That'll be on June 14th. Sunday, June 14th at the Aloma D. Johnson Charter School, which is on Main Street in Jewett, right downtown. And then on May 17th, we're having a kind of bon voyage for Amira and I before we head to New York City. And that will be at the Church of Reverend Kimberly Gladden, Zion Quest Christian Fellowship on Union Road. That's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, May 17th. So we're inviting
that next May, because we're already in June.
I'm sorry, June 17th. I was thinking of her concert we held May 17th. But this is June 17th. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, June 17th will be at Zion Quest Christian Fellowship on Union Road. No, it'll just be Amira and myself and a couple special guests to present a little mini recital and hopefully raise the remaining dollars that we need to get to New York City.
Well, New York can be pretty expensive. If you know somebody that knows New York, it might be a little easier. But if you don't know, it can be pretty expensive if you're just there as a tourist, you know.
So that ought to be great. Very expensive.
And are you going to play in front of the bank? Because I know one time you...
Yes, M&T Plaza. We're scheduled for August 25th. Mm-hmm. And so that's coming up quickly. And that's after we get back from New York City. Mm-hmm. We have a few other engagements, too, we're working on for the summer. And then once we hit the fall, we'll be rolling again. We really don't take a break.
It's kind of hard, though, because the kids are mostly probably back in school. That must be a little bit tough because they'll all be back in school.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, school is school. But we work with some of the most brilliant and talented students from anywhere in this area. And some of the most committed parents from in this area. And so... the students we perform, if I said maybe twice a week on average, will be somewhere in the community performing.
That is really great. That is really super great. It's a lot of hard work, though. You and your wife have worked very hard establishing your school, bringing up your kids. And you both teach, I think. I know you teach. I thought your wife did, too.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. She teaches violin. She teaches several of our violin outreach programs that we have at a few schools in the city. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, doing what we love. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I when I was studying, and one of my mentors told me he said, if you do what you love, mm-hmm. Then you'll never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm doing what I love. I don't mm-hmm. consider it a job or mm-hmm. Some kind of employment. I'm doing my passion. Uh-huh. And I can do my passion all day, all night, and never get tired of doing it. And so I think that's the way that we want to encourage all of our students to go. Whatever your passion is, you know, do that.
Go for it. Do that.
Yes.
Amira, what about you? Tell me about you. First of all, who is Amira? How old are you? What do you want to be? What do we know about you, other than that you're pretty?
I'm 14. I play the violin. I'm a dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm a ballerina, to be specific. And I'm really excited to go to New York City this summer because I get to further my training. And
look what you get to see.
Oh.
New York is a fabulous place to go and see things.
It's a really great thing, or a place, rather.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of free stuff, too.
Mostly American Ballet Theater. We're going to be training for 8 hours each day, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Sunday, maybe I'll go take classes at, I don't know if you've heard of Dance Theater of Harlem.
Oh, yes, I have. So you're going to be going there?
I do have some connections there, so I'll be able to, you know, meet some people there and just uh-huh. Make new connections and, like, just meet new people, which is uh-huh. really another...
That's going to
Plus,
be a great experience.
Really
That's
big,
a great, think, great experience. Yeah. Do you think that you want to do this as a career?
As a career, yes. Ballet is, many people may not think that ballet can be a career, but it can. Mm-hmm. There's many different careers or many different companies that you can be in, mm-hmm. such as American Ballet Theater or Dance Theater of Harlem. Mm-hmm. And doing these kinds of summer intensives and training programs are like, it's the springboard for that. So this is very important to me
because
I can get me into one of a company one day.
I think the ballet, I'm not sure now, your father and you can both correct me on this. I think the ballet is kind of had its origins in Russia.
It's had, there are many different styles of ballet. Mm-hmm. There's the Russian style, there's the French style, mm-hmm. there's the Italian style, mm-hmm. and I have done some research and dance has originated in Egypt.
In Egypt?
Mm-hmm. Movement to music. Mm-hmm. And then it has been taken all over the world. And then ballet kind of came from that kind of dance in the Renaissance era.
That's really something. But, you know, I'm trying to think of some of the great ballerinas, and I can't. There was one I know in the late 1800s, I think, or early 1900s. And I can't think of her name, but she was one of the great ballerinas.
Was she Russian?
I think so, but I'm not sure. But I know she's one of the great ones. And I don't know if the movie Red Shoes was kind of based on her life. I'm not sure about that. That may not be so.
There are many different ballet stars within each era. And a few from maybe 20 years ago before they retired is Baryshnikov and Gelsey Kirkland. And mm-hmm. even a few ballet stars that recently retired last mm-hmm. week. From ABT is Paloma Herrera, and Julie Kent is retiring in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get to see her performances.
Wow, you really know your stuff as who's doing what, when, and where, and where they're going.
Yeah, and then also Misty Copeland, I don't know if you've heard of her.
I've heard the name. I'm trying to associate the
Misty Copeland is probably the premier black ballerina.
I was just going to ask her, were there any black ballerinas... Well, now that we have, because I don't see them much.
Yeah, you don't mm-hmm. see them very much is because we are a different kind of dancers. We're mm-hmm. a little more muscular, if you can say. Mm-hmm. But that kind of that's just how we are. And mm-hmm. it helps us as dancers, and it's mm-hmm. who we are as dancers also. We jump very high. Mm-hmm. It's a plus. We can turn a lot. And it's just a big plus. And
big plus for
it's
that.
Really fun. And so... Yeah, she has also been in contact with me, which is exciting.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That had to be a big thrill.
Yeah, back
if I can share the story, Amir has been an admirer of Misty Copeland, who is, as I mentioned, she's probably the premier black ballerina of our time.
Uh-huh.
And Amira, when she homeschools with my wife, mm-hmm. Isabel, they actually listen to Chicago radio. There's a station there called WVON.
Uh-huh.
And Misty Copeland was a guest on a show called, what's the name of the show there?
The Perry Small Show.
The Perry Small, right? Perry Small Show. Misty Copeland was the guest on the show.
Uh-huh.
So they're listening from Buffalo, and they can take calls just like uh-huh. we do here at WBEN. So Amir wanted to call in to the uh-huh. to the show, and she texted me. I was at school, but I mm-hmm. said, fine, do it. So Amir mm-hmm. called into the show from Buffalo, mm-hmm. called into Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And on the air, she had a chance to speak with Misty Copeland live.
My goodness, that had to be a big thrill.
Yes, and Misty Copeland was thrilled to learn that Amira is kind of following in her footsteps uh-huh. Here in Buffalo, and she asked if Amira would write to her at the American Ballet Theater.
Uh-huh.
Now, we kind of figured that Misty Copeland gets maybe 1,000 pieces of fan mail.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we wrote anyway, and we mm-hmm. sent pictures, and Misty Copeland reached out to Amira.
That had to be a really big thrill for you.
And since that time, she's kind of been a mentor uh-huh. for Amira and her training. I know when we were at the technical or dress rehearsal for Amira's uh-huh. big concert that we held on May 17th, I was sitting in the first row of seats watching the orchestra play, and Amira was dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And on my phone, her number showed up. So I went up to the stage. I had to stop the orchestra, and I showed Amira who was calling, and Amira took the phone, and she went back to the dressing room and had a chance to talk with Misty and get some pointers.
Oh, my goodness. That's a proud dad that goes up on the stage. Hey, wait, you got to come here and talk to this lady.
So I, as I've shared before, that you know, I'm so blessed to have the mentor on violin that I've had in Minister Farrakhan.
I was going to say, it was one of your mentors.
Yes, and I think Amira has found similar in Misty Copeland, someone that knows the art, that knows what it is to be a black ballerina,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully will help Amira follow in her footsteps and go even beyond in this art form. So this is just an exciting time.
There's only one thing, though. My podiatrist tells me, I don't think I have the feet anymore to be a ballerina, but he was telling me one of the greatest things, and he was showing me all the pictures, ballerinas have a hard time with their feet, and he doesn't like ballerinas.
Okay.
He says that the dance is terrible on your feet.
It's very strenuous on your body. You have to turn your hips out in a different way. You have to mm-hmm. be very flexible, and your feet have to arch. And I was born with natural arches, but I still have to stretch them every day. I still have to make them stronger so that mm-hmm. way they can stay in the form that they are. So it's you have to be really dedicated.
Do you actually dance on your toes?
Yes. On point shoes? Yes.
Well, that's what he would say. Oh, he did not like ballerinas, I can tell you that. He says it's a terrible art, and he's speaking from what he sees of your feet.
Yeah, point shoes are very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the right size, if they don't fit your feet, you could seriously injure your ankles or
mm-hmm.
the rest of your body.
It, you mean like the shoes that women buy just yeah. going to the store? And a lot of them are very pointed.
Yeah.
I assume that you kind of stay away from the points.
Yeah, I don't wear heels.
No. Uh-huh.
I'm very young. I don't need mm-hmm. point shoes are pain enough, and I don't want to damage my feet before anything gets really into it.
So you haven't had to visit the podiatrist who scolded you about being a ballerina?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I've never really had any deep injuries.
Any deep injuries?
A little bit of pain, but.
A little bit of pain, but not deep injuries.
If you love it, then it's not mm-hmm. really pain. It's just.
Do those shoes really, is there something inside your slipper that helps your feet to stay on your toes? There's nothing in there. It's not padded?
The traditional point shoes are made from a little bit of wood. And mm-hmm. paper mache.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
They seem to be satin-like, most of the shoes.
Yeah, satin and, you know, that kind of fabric. And then we also wear certain things inside. We'll tape our toes so we don't get, like, blisters or...
Oh, you tape
Of course,
them.
You get calluses. Mm-hmm. It's part of a dancer's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put, like, you know, cloth in it to make mm-hmm. it a little more comfortable. And then that's it.
You know, it must take a long time to be able to stand on your toes, though. You have to start. This must have started pretty early.
I started when I was 3.
Yeah.
And then when you're about 5 or 6, mm-hmm. then you start doing some strengthening for your ankles. You have to have very strong ankles for mm-hmm. point shoes to prevent injuries. And then mm-hmm. basic ballet technique, mm-hmm. which is also strengthening. And then I started pretty early, actually very early. I was 7 when I got my point shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And since I have natural arches, it makes
mm-hmm.
it a little easier for point.
Mm-hmm.
And my ankles are a little stronger, Of course, I still have to take class. I still have to strengthen in the point shoes. And now I can go up to maybe 4 or 5 hours of point.
Work.
And ABT, it's a lot. ABT, we're going to be over 4 hours of point each day.
Well, then you're certainly not part of the 90% of not only the American population, but the world population that have flat feet.
Well, I personally think that if you stretch your feet and if you really want to work on your feet, then you can get it. You just have to want to.
So you don't have to go through surgery and say, all right, I need some arches in these feet. It can't be, it's not like I'm a field hand picking cotton or something.
No. there's a device that I like to use, and it's a foot stretcher. It's a piece of wood, and it's like rubber, and you slide your foot in it, and it like stretches your feet for you. I use that every day when I go to class before I start. It makes your feet strong. It stretches your feet, your arches. So it's a really helpful device. Everybody uses it.
Everybody uses it. Well, yeah. I don't. I mean, you taught me something. Where can I go and find this device?
Online.
Online.
Yeah.
Hey, I need a foot stretcher here. Whatever I'm saying. Well, I learned something today, and I hope my listeners have learned something too. Yeah. So, you want to do something with your feet, get a pencil and take down some notes here. This young lady just told us what she does to keep her feet in good shape. And I think that's something we can all learn.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to – every time your dad comes here, he always gets stuck with playing for us. So I see that he's ready with a violin. He knows the routine. He knows he walks in the door, he's going to have to wind up playing something.
Yes. Well, since we are on the radio, your listeners can't really see Amir dance.
They're going to be able to see you when you are with me on television.
Yes. She will be prepared to dance. But as I mentioned, Amir is also an outstanding violinist. As a violinist, I think I can say that she is probably one of the most talented violinists in this area.
Is that a dad?
Well, she was a part of something called the Greater Buffalo Youth String Orchestra, which is made up of young musicians from all over Western New York, and they auditioned to make it into this orchestra. Well, Amira is one of their former concert masters, which means she's the number one, the top violinist of the entire ensemble.
Oh, wow.
Out of all these young violinists from Western New York. So she's extremely gifted, and since she has her violin, I'll let her play a little something, a little snippet.
You sure that's not dad talking?
Yeah, so Amir, want to play some of the Prelude Allegro?
Sure.
Okay, all right, let's cue that up.
Okay, we're going to listen to something. And, every time dad gets here, he's always has to play. I think he likes it, though. So what's that you're going to play for us?
I'm going to be playing Prelude Allegro by Fritz Kreisler.
Okay. Now, can you tell us something about him?
He was a violinist, and he composed music as well, and it's very virtuosic, and I don't want to say it's modern, but it has very technical things that...
So he's kind of like in this era?
Not quite. No. Maybe, I don't know, a long time ago.
A long time ago. Not
maybe 1900.
1900? Well, that would be...
And so it has very technical things, a little... new kind of techniques and double stops and fast notes, and it's a really fun piece.
Oh, it's a fun piece. So you like to play it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
What part are we doing?
Just the first part.
Okay. All set.
Thank you.
Bravo, bravo. That was really great. You know, I can talk. I can't play anything. So I guess my talent might be in talking. And somebody else is in this room. Kevin, can you play anything other than your mouth?
No.
That was wonderful. And is that the part you said had the new parts in it that does new things?
New techniques. It was a little more of a slow, more dramatic parts of it. There is another part, and I will be playing that for you maybe on the video.
Mm-hmm. When did he write this? In this century? 1900s?
No, it's around the 1800s.
1800s? Yeah. Okay. Well, that still would be what the modern era, I guess. Well, no, this...
More
modern era. That was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
How long is this if you play the whole piece? It sounds to me...
About 7 minutes.
About seven minutes or so. There's some sheet music in front. Was that it?
No, this is a different piece.
That piece there is a piece that we'll both play together. That's more like a duet piece.
Oh. So you play with your dad often?
Yes.
Oh, so then you kind of two sort of know what's going on then with these violins.
Yes.
So what else did you want to play for us? That was wonderful.
Let's do, we'll do some of the Bach double. This is a duet piece that is written for two violins.
Do violins have different things like a bass violin, a soprano violin, or whatever? Or do you just make that with the strings?
This instrument has a lot of notes within its range, but mm-hmm. there is a violin family, and you do have a bass violin. It's called a string bass.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tenor violin, which is like the cello.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's alto violin,
which is called
the viola.
It's a big instrument, isn't it?
The cello you play sitting down, but it is big. You play it kind of like this,
mm-hmm.
right?
And do you play the cello?
Yes, I guess.
Well, then that's something else you did. Do you play the cello too?
I could figure it out.
You can't figure it out. I'm sure you probably master it sooner or later. Okay, fine. Let's hear it. This is
the
wonderful.
Bach double? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love listening to you play.
All right. Ready? You're playing. So Amir's going to play what's called the second violin part. So she'll start, and then I'll come in on the first violin part.
Okay. Was father and daughter playing that. That was really good. And that's what's called a duet. And they make songs, they compose specifically for two or three or four violins.
Yes. Yeah. That one was for two violin solos. And then I had the piano part on my iPhone here. And we've done this piece with full orchestra. So there's a way, there's
like
an arrangement.
Like the Philharmonic?
Yes.
Big?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Excellent, yes.
And because there's a lot of violinists. I think the last time you were here, I was mentioning the fact that I was amazed at the number of violinists. These are like modern singers in their background.
Yes.
You know, with Aretha Franklin, all these. Mm-hmm. And you hear the background, all these violins.
Yes, yes.
You know, I was just amazed that so many violins make up these backgrounds to these artists that are playing.
Yes, it is an outstanding instrument. It's a very universal instrument, so... Mm-hmm. The violin is one of the only instruments that can play probably almost any music style.
Classical, artists like Michael Jackson, I think.
Yes, Michael Jackson.
In his background music, and I'm trying to think of who's one Purple Rain person?
Mm-hmm. Prince, right.
Prince, yeah. Prince, in his background music, you know, you can hear violins. I was so amazed at that. I said, my God. Yeah. You know, you don't usually, you think of violins as someone all dressed up in a gown or whatever, and they're sitting down and playing these real stately people. And then to hear them backing up Michael Jackson or Prince, you know, it's quite an awakening for me.
One of my instructors who passed away, his name is Charles Veal. I was introduced to Mr. Veal from Minister Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. And then I later learned that Mr. Veal was the orchestra composer for most of the great string parts you would hear in the music of like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Linda Ronstadt. Uh-huh. He was the one that wrote those orchestral parts and conducted the orchestras in those recording sessions.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just an outstanding musician. And so whenever I have an opportunity to write something or compose something or perform something, I'll write string parts for that that the Muhammad School of Music Orchestra will play, you know, along with the band, and they'll play those string parts.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to play something modern? You know I'm trying to get around to Michael Jackson. You know, this is what I'm fishing around here for.
We didn't bring Michael Jackson today. We're actually getting ready for this concert we're going to do next week, Sunday, June 14th. We're doing, Amira will be performing the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, one of the greatest compositions ever written. She's doing the season called Summer, which is an extremely challenging piece.
Are you going to play that for us today?
Not today. But if you come June 14th, you'll hear it live with the orchestra.
With the orchestra.
And I'm going to do another great piece by a composer named Mendelssohn. He wrote one of the top violin. If there's a top 10 list of violin concertos, this piece is on. It's the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor. I'll be performing that piece on this concert June 14th. So it's going to be a lot of music happening.
Oh, my goodness.
Leading up to heading off to New York City.
You're teasing us now. Now we got to hear some more stuff here. You've teased us into this. So what else are you going to do after you put in that tease?
I guess I'll play a little bit of a piece. One of the pieces that Amira is going to perform on Sunday, June 14th, she's going to dance to.
Oh.
And the piece is for violin solo. And when you think ballet, what makes a ballet is it's a musical, it's a dance set to classical music. So this piece...
Is that kind of like the Nutcracker suite?
Nutcracker is a ballet, yes, that she danced actually back in December. She danced the lead role, which is called the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Yes.
She danced that role this past December. But this piece is titled Meditation from Thais, which is an opera. And
it was made for the ballet?
No, but Amira has choreographed an original ballet to go along with this piece. So I'm going to play the violin. Your listeners can't see it, but if they come June 14th,
they'll be able to see
her dance the ballet to this piece.
And you choreographed that?
Yes.
You're only 14?
Yes.
Oh, good grief. You're putting me kind of to shame here. I can still talk, though. I can do a lot of that.
So this is just a little bit of meditation from Thais.
Okay. Thank you. You know, when I listen to that, it reminds me, I can sort of, and my sister used to tell me how she would do it. I can shut your eyes and you can think back. And I was thinking while you were playing that, this was kind of like two ill-fated lovers.
Yes.
And they were on their way, and that was kind of like the end of it. They're sort of saying goodbye. There was like a mean father or somebody in there that was separating them out. And I could see them saying goodbye to one another as you were playing that. And I bet that's what
That's actually not too far from the story of the opera. The way it goes is Thais, the main character, mm-hmm. is a woman. She's very influential in her city. And there's a holy man or a wise man that comes, and he meets Thais, and he's able to bring her over to his, you know, his whatever his faith is or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so he leaves to go to prepare for their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes back, he finds out that Thais has passed away.
Oh.
And so the composer of this opera's name is Jules Massenet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point in the opera, which is the most climactic point of the opera,
mm-hmm.
you know, what makes this piece special is rather than have another song, because opera is all singing,
mm-hmm.
rather than have another song, he wanted to have that emotional tragedy expressed through violin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's called the Meditation from Thais, or it's what, you know, his prayer is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And what the violinist has to do, any violinist that plays this piece, is they have to be able to convey that emotion. They have to be able to make the violin sing. I mean, this piece technically is not as challenging as maybe something from Tchaikovsky or mm-hmm. Beethoven or Brahms,
mm-hmm.
but what the technicality is can you make the instrument sing? And if you can do that, that's the mark of a true violinist. And that's what makes this piece so beautiful. That story, that understanding, and being able to convey that.
Isn't that something?
And then Amira has taken that piece and taken the violin and kind of put dance and ballet and motion to it, which makes it even more significant,
mm-hmm.
Which she'll perform on June 14th.
Well, we got to go there June 14th, then. You have to make sure I get a ticket
yes.
so I can come and hear her. I can't wait to see her. Well, we'll be seeing her dance a little bit. So will a lot of other people, several mm-hmm. thousand perhaps, will be looking at you dance. And also, that's on the internet as well.
Yes.
So you can take that down off the internet. You can go to the internet and see yourself doing it there, too. Well, that's going to be really great.
Yes.
This is just something. So you have time to do another one?
Yes. Amira can do a part of the Preludium Allegro. She only got through the prelude, but we'll send her to the Allegro part, which is the faster, more challenging part.
Is that an author or a composer in this century? Or
Kreisler was late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
But this piece is kind of like a staple piece that every violinist learns.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you want to go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I mentioned, Meditation from Thais is on that list. Mm-hmm.
That came through to me. That's what I was thinking. That reminded me when I shut my eyes. I could see sort of like this did not turn out well.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very emotional. But it's a piece that all the great violinists use as an encore.
Mm-hmm.
Because after you know, we may perform a great violin concerto with notes flying all over the place mm-hmm. and two or three mm-hmm. notes at the same time. But then the audience wants to know, can you make the instrument sing? That's the real test.
That's
and if you can do
test.
That, uh-huh. then, you know, then you've made your mark as
funny.
A violinist.
You know, I like that phrase, can you make the instrument sing?
Right,
that has
right.
It would seem to me that would take a lot of talent, a lot of practice, a lot of dedication, and many, many hours.
Yes, yes. It's
To make your instrument do that.
It is a lot of practice. I this past fall, I don't want to date myself, but mm-hmm. Was I think my 31st year since studying the violin. I don't even count the years anymore.
You don't count.
I've done it all my life. And she started. Amir started violin when she was a year and a half.
Isn't that something?
There was a time when
played
I taught
all of your life.
I taught
she's
violin.
Only been in this world 14 years.
Yeah, right. there was a time when we taught violin lessons out of our home
mm-hmm.
when Mom's Music first got started. And I would have an extra violin next to the piano in the studio. And when I would teach students, she would come and take that violin out of the case and play the extra violin. It was a lot bigger than her, you know, her size at the time, but she would play that violin. So we went and we bought her a violin size, which is the smallest size violin. It's called a 32nd size, about the size of my hand.
Uh-huh.
But it's a real instrument, real wood, real strings, uh-huh. real playability.
It's just small.
And yes. Mm-hmm. And she started with that violin. By the time she was 8, she did her first concert with the Philharmonic.
Isn't that something? That's a major event. That's major.
By the time she was, were you 11 as the concertmaster of the GBYSO or 12? By the time she was 12, she was one of the top violinists in this area.
Oh, my goodness.
And now at 14, she's one of the top ballerinas in this area.
She's going away to New York City.
So
you hopefully. Go, girl.
So she'll do maybe this hard part of the Preludium Allegro now, okay? And then I want to share her website one more time, too, because I want to make sure we get that out. It's important. But the website that we're using to fundraise for her American Ballet Theater Summer Intensive is on GoFundMe, GoFundMe, mm-hmm. GoFundMe.com. And then you put like a slash or like mm-hmm. little sideways line. And then you put her tag, which is AMI for mm-hmm. Amira, AMI, ABT, American Ballet Theater, mm-hmm. and then NYC, which is New York City. So mm-hmm. you put in the tag AMI, ABT, NYC, and that takes you right to her page. Our goal was $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're at $12,000.
Isn't that
so
something?
We're about 3 weeks away. And we need
I wish
like
I had known.
$3,000.
I may have could have got my boss in here to listen to her and could have got something for that.
We are almost there. We're so thankful for all the donors that have contributed to her.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of town last week, and one of the guests that was with me out of town was from this area, and even though he missed Amira's big recital that she did May 17th,
uh-huh.
he pulled out a checkbook, and wrote a nice four-figure check towards her.
Wow!
Ballet Summer Intensive.
Wow.
So we're almost to the goal, but we hope that your listeners can tune in and help us. And even if you missed that website, you can call us at the music school
mm-hmm.
and ask how to send something in. And the music school
number?
Phone number is 881-5088.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's 881-5088. You can call and ask for me or leave a message,
mm-hmm.
and we'll tell you how you can send something in to help her get to New York City American Ballet Theater this summer.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I had known earlier. We could have had, try to get you something from here.
Yes.
We
could
have got something in here. Well, we'll do our best.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So this is the Allegro part from the first piece that she played called Preludium Allegro. It's a little faster, a little more notes to play, okay? Are you ready? Yeah, here we go. Thank you.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. I was amazed. And look at this 14-year-old young lady. She's dancing on this violin. You know, that Juan is just dancing on this. Oh, my goodness. That was just marvelous.
Thank you.
That was really great. Encore, encore. That was really great. Oh, my goodness. That was something else. Our show has gone since we only got about 5 minutes in here. What do we got, Kev? Oh, we got more? Oh, great. Okay, I'm looking at this, so we should be looking to here. Oh, we got 6 more minutes. Okay. If you want to play something, that'll
yes.
be fine.
I did want to share a little bit about her American Ballet Theater Summer Intensive.
Uh-huh.
As I mentioned, the American Ballet Theater is one of the top ballet companies in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And when they host their Summer Intensives, the Summer Intensive is not quite like a summer camp. It's more like a concentrated course that they mm-hmm. take. It's 5 weeks, and she's going to be training with some of the top ballet coaches mm-hmm. In the world.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in New York City during that time, and hopefully the training that she'll get will hopefully open more doors mm-hmm. for her to go to the top of this art form. As we mentioned, as she mentioned, just like with the violin, you don't see very many black or Latino instruments, playing instruments like the violin.
Mm-hmm.
And the same it is in the ballet world. And so we're hoping that with both of her skills and mm-hmm. The other talents that she has, that she'll be able to make some opportunities for herself, and then hopefully do as her parents have done, and then come back and share mm-hmm. Share that gift that she has, just like my parents gave me the gift of the violin and music
mm-hmm.
That I'm now using to share. Hopefully she'll be able to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we are asking the community to support her. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, she's the first dancer from this area in 30 years, which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And all the ballet instructors talk to each other. So Mira's ballet instructor, Marvin Askew of the Buffalo City Ballet,
mm-hmm.
He trained her from the time she was 3. And up until now, and they all talk amongst each other, and so
he's still in training. Then
uh-huh. we never stop training.
You never stop training. You're always training.
So very prestigious opportunity for someone from this area, mm-hmm. from her ballet school,
mm-hmm.
from this area, to be able to go to be in a training like that. She'll be with mm-hmm. dancers from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
Who have competed to be able to be at this school.
Mm-hmm.
For these 5 weeks, but we're asking the community to help support her. Again, it is very expensive
mm-hmm.
to live in New York City mm-hmm. for a weekend, let alone be there for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
On top of the tuition, on top of the supplies.
Like a dormitory at the school?
No, they don't. We'll be living in an apartment
mm-hmm.
In the heart of New York City on mm-hmm. Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be very exciting, mm-hmm. but we hope to get the best out of it that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And so if any of your listeners would like to send a donation, there's nothing too small
mm-hmm.
or too great
mm-hmm.
To help us make this possible. They can call the school at 881-5088.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the number is 881-5088.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can go to the website, which is www.gofundme.com/AMIABTNYC.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all the donors that have donated. You can donate anonymously. You can see, as I mentioned, my aunt, supermodel Beverly Johnson, one of Amir's top donors,
mm-hmm.
And others who have just
Beverly Johnson is your aunt?
Yes.
Oh yeah, my goodness! You come from a talented family, and in different aspects
yes,
of what you're doing, entertainment.
As I mentioned, mm-hmm. she was here for Mira's big recital that she gave May 17th to
mm-hmm.
Serve as the host, and she supported my career my entire life.
Uh-huh.
And I shared at the concert that, you know, when I first started studying the violin, if you could imagine what that may have sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our family, my parents, my aunts and uncles who encouraged me to continue to where I am today. I couldn't imagine what I would be doing without the violin.
Oh, and so we want
our community to support and encourage Amir the same way. So thank you, Ms. Davis, for having us on the show.
Oh, I'm more than happy. Now I know the question I wanted to ask you before we go. Swan Lake. Maybe that was the ballet that I was trying to think about. Is there such a ballet?
Yes. Swan Lake is by the great composer named Tchaikovsky.
Okay, that was Russian.
Yes.
Okay, that's probably what I was thinking about. And that was, what, 1800s, I guess, when that was
yes,
done.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever danced that?
No, I would like to, though.
You'd like to, though? I'd love to see. I bet you'd be great at it, too. I really do. I want to thank you very much. You want to give those phone numbers out again, and numbers, just so that if you didn't get it, they would get it now.
Yes, the number to the music school is area code 716-881-5088. You can call, leave a message, and say you heard us on the radio and you'd like to send something. And I'll personally call you back. And then the website again is www.gofundme.com/AMIABTNYC.
Okay. And
Amira
is going to be there. And if she's anything like she was this morning, it'll be a fantastic thing. I'm looking for a ticket. I want to go.
Yes, we have one for you.
And that's it for this morning. I want you to stay with the station throughout your day.
You've been listening to The Mary Davis Show. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Mary Davis, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.